The good news to be proclaimed today is in the very first words of the very first book of the Bible. In our very first reading today, there is contained the good news, where God himself said, reflecting his eternal and divine will, it is not good for us to be alone. That is the good news. And I believe with all my heart, as an article of faith, that God created each one of us to be loved and to love. And I will say it again. God created each one of us to love and to be loved. And so we have this wonderful story in our first reading, this charming, amusing story about the man who God creates all these animals to be his companions. And he names them all. God brings them all before the man. They don't quite do it for him. And so without the man complaining or making any requests known to God, God is so concerned that the man should not be alone, that he creates woman. And he brings the woman to the man. And then we have in this very poignant and beautiful moment in that word where the man exclaims with joy and glee and delight, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." What a wonderful recognition for the man. He's filled with joy. And I imagine that's the same kind of joy that many of you felt when some of you men saw that particular woman, or some of you women saw that particular man, and you said, "That's the one. That's the one for me. That's the one who's bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. That's the one that I feel complete around. That's the one who makes me whole, the two of us together." A joyful and wonderful recognition.